Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just can't get anything going on Wall Street. Stock Market Report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 22 points, S&P 500 down 11 points, NASDAQ down 81 points. So,
had my financial meeting this morning.
How'd it go?
It's good. Over the last 12 months, the market's been great. Yes, it's been amazing. So that's what they do, is they tell you the big picture stuff so you don't get mad about the last month. Yeah,
right. Been bad last month, no question. Yes. Cat Talk hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So the schedule is out for game one, the Eastern Conference game ones for the Stanley Cup playoffs. First round, Saturday, the Islanders are at Carolina. That's 5 p.m. And the Maple Leafs play Boston. That's 8 p.m. And then Sunday, the Lightning are at the Amerant Bank Arena facing off against our Panthers. 1 p.m., maybe 12:30, possibly 12:39. The game is on ESPN. You can also watch it on Bally Sports Florida. And then Sunday, the Capitals are at the Rangers. That's the late game. So there's your game one schedule for the Eastern Conference NHL playoffs.
On Google, it says 12:30, Sunday, April 21st.
Right. I just wonder if that's the broadcast time or people texted in on SeatGeek. It says 12:30. So must be 12:30, I guess.
Yes.
Assume 12:30.
Bally Sports does that a lot, though, where they'll say Heat game tomorrow, 7 p.m., 7 p.m. their broadcast starts. They want you to watch the pregame show.
Right.
7:30 tip-off.
And especially because these games are all nationally televised, so they tell you a certain time, and, you know, you're waiting. I'm sitting through Mike Wilbon and Bob Myers yesterday on the ESPN pregame. Did you know he was on the ESPN pregame?
Bob Myers?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's been a part of a couple ESPN broadcasts this season in the NBA.
He's the old Warriors GM.
Well, former Warriors GM.
Yeah, the old Warriors GM. Former. Old.
Well, NHL.com has it as 12:30, and they're not associated with any stations.
Well, the Marlins are having a pickleball day.
This pickleball is a little overrated.
Is it starting to lose some of its luster, Solana? Because it was like everyone was putting up pickleball courts, and I feel like it's maybe losing some luster.
I don't think so, but I'm kind of in the pickleball scene in South
Florida.
Right,
you're knee deep.
Right. So I'm probably not the right person to ask, because everybody pickleball. I play with, it has just become more and more obsessed with it.
Hey, speaking of knees, do we know anything about Jimmy Butler? It's 408 on the MRI around 3:30.
I'll tell you, the MRI is done. I can guarantee you a knee MRI is done in 30 minutes.
Well, sometimes you show up for these appointments, they make you wait. You know, there's a lot of people stacked up for
Jimmy Butler's behind Hilda because
they're running behind. Where do you think he's going? At there's one on Glades. There's a little imaging center.
Yeah, Hilda ran late, so Jimmy's sitting in the waiting room reading GQ.
Now, so
let's see if there's any news. You see anything, Solana?
Sorta. There hasn't been any official like Shams report. Nothing from the Miami Heat. Nothing from the beat writers. There was one tweet that I just sent you, but I don't know, you know, how much credence we put into it. So yeah, nothing official yet.
It's funny you say that. I just thought about a something that happened to me. Because the closest MRI to the old Dolphins Davy facility was Cleveland Clinic over in Weston.
Yeah.
And I got hurt. So I don't know if my thumb, one of my injuries. And you go, they take you straight to the MRI to find out what's wrong. And you walk past 18 people sitting there waiting, and you go straight in the machine.
And you got the fast pass.
Yeah. I had the lightning line. Yeah. Yeah. At the MRI, but I kind of felt bad walking past these people that have been there for 4 hours.
Oh, do I love that at Universal. Oh, do I love walking past these mopes.
I love when the lines are right next to each other, too.
Right next to each other. And, that's why I always, if I'm flying first class, I always board first. Even though if you're flying first class, you don't need to. You should probably stay outside the plane. I like to board first. Do a little passive-aggressive lookups.
Right. And watch the minions walk to the back.
Yeah, these mopes. Yeah. Enjoy 18C. Champagne, please. One. Yeah.
There is something great about that, though, right? Where, like, the second they announce boarding, everybody stands up. Everybody's waiting in the line. But you know Charles and his wife and his three kids, they're group four. Hey. Settle down. All right. You've still got
They go first class, military, whatever. And, you know, people are still milling about. And I go, excuse me. Can I get past you? Yeah. They always look at me. Right. And they're like the cargo shorts, the T-shirt.
I did it last night in LAX.
Such a pleasure, isn't it?
Group A. Hey, y'all, Group A. Okay, no, can I, y'all group, you group A? No, I'm going to go right up here, group A.
I think this Greg Sylvander from Five Reason Sports, he's usually pretty good about Heat news, no?
Absolutely.
So he tweeted at 2:58 p.m. today, Jimmy Butler passed a mobility test, no ACL tear, no swelling, but MCL, meniscus tear, are suspected. Out at least 4 weeks at a minimum per source. Now, again, that's from Greg Sylvander at Five Reason Sports. So I don't, you know, I think they're pretty good about putting out news.
Yeah. But that doesn't sound like MRI results.
No, that sounds like a guess.
Yesterday, so when you see no ACL tear, the reason they know, Jimmy Butler wouldn't have played through an ACL tear.
Right.
The second you fear an ACL tear or there's a knee injury, any sport, the first thing the doctors do on the sideline, they can perform an ACL test where they can literally check without needing to scan it. Like, they can just check by feeling whether the ACL is intact or not. They'll hold your knee down, they'll push it forward. If that knee pops forward with zero resistance, brother, you tore your ACL. Like, they know right away. he wouldn't have played on the
and
floor.
And he would have known. He would have known.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, you can't continue to play on torn ligaments. Like you said, Talana, to your point earlier, we were arguing, a partially torn, you know, you can 10% and all, maybe you could play. But, yeah, you're not playing on a torn ACL.
No.
I've done
no.
it. Like but, it's curtains for your entire day if you tear your ACL.
No, you won't have any stability. Like, you can't make cuts on a torn ACL. Your knee will pop out of place if you try. Like, it
– and.
That's
when
what's
he made
happen.
That steal, when he stole the ball and sprinted down the court and dunked, like that's when I was like, "There's, it's not extreme. Whatever's going on in his knee, because he can still do that on a basketball court in the NBA."
Do you guys remember in the NBA Finals when Klay Thompson literally tore his ACL late in that game? They were trying to avoid being eliminated by the Raptors, and he tries to run back out on the floor. But they've done the ACL test. Like, they know this dude tore his ACL. They're like, "Klay, are you out of your effing mind? Like, get back to the locker room. You've got to undergo surgery tomorrow. You're not getting back on the floor on a torn ACL."
Was that when he had to shoot the foul shots?
Yes, yes.
He had to go out there and shoot the foul shots and was leaning on one leg? Yeah I remember that.
He thought he was going to play through it.
Yeah.
You can't. The funny thing, you can't. Tough as you want to be, big man, you're not playing through a torn ACL.
He was literally, like, on the sidelines, like, doing some sort of, like, exercises, trying to test it out. And the doctors are like, "Are you out of your mind? You can't play on a torn ACL."
Well, the New York Post has done it. They have what I believe to be the perfect tweet, one that you would never be able to pass up in a million years. The New York Post, jaw-dropping penis mystery finally solved. Who is not going to click on that article?
I got to figure it out. Please, please don't say we'll talk about it next segment. What's going on?
Oh, this is good. It's about when you're wandering around a museum. Why do men in Greek statues all have a small penis?
They're white.
And that is indeed the answer. Would you like to know?
I know. When I watch those old the medieval times movies, I know ain't nobody back there laying no good wood.
So why do the men honored in Greek sculptures all have minute manhoods? As it turns out, it's not an unfortunate coincidence. Historian Paul Crystal conducted research into this ancient tidbit, sharing his findings in a book. The small penis was consonant with Greek ideals of male beauty. It was a badge of the highest culture and a paragon of civilization. Man, I missed out. I should have been... You know the damage I would have been a Greek god.
Yeah, baby, look at this.
Big penises were vulgar and outside the cultural norm, something sported by the barbarians of the world.
This is racist.
Born just a touch too late.
Says racist. Yeah, let me see that little wee-wee.
It's weird, though, because every time I've seen a Greek sculpture, I thought it was massive.
I actually was shocked when I read this to find out that those are considered small.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying, right, Jimmy?
Sure.
How do y'all make babies?
Did we do headlines? I walk around a museum and I'm like, wow.
A big man.
Look at that.
Them little bitty peekaboos. Look like punks of Tony Field popping out of the hair. And the winter's going to be long, little bitty, bitty man.
These headlines are driven, huh? Tough segment for us, Hawk.
Blame the New York Post.
When I was in Europe, no joke, crowd, I didn't even let my fiance look at the statues. Like, hey, don't get any ideas.
Shit. I hope she knows by now. Don't let him lock in.
You want to go? You want to see the David statue for what? They're stupid.
Somebody texts in, I'm a park ranger for a city in Broward. Pickleball is booming and not slowing down. Marlins are having a pickleball night.
Yeah, April 27th. That was sent in my pickleball chat, by the way.
Oh, so, you have a pickleball chat?
I've got several. I'm in like four.
The kitchen?
You got to stay out of it, Crowder.
Ridiculous.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. The Miami Heat will play tomorrow, 7 p.m., second play-in tournament game. If they win, they play the Celtics Sunday at 1 p.m. on the road, TD Garden, best of seven series. If they lose, their season will be done. That's it.
Come on, Tyler.
I just want to get an update on Jimmy. That's where I'm at right now. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow night's game. And I got to get an update on Jimmy.
If he doesn't play, they don't have a chance to win.
I disagree.
Hawk.
This Bulls team is so average that that Heat team can easily, I think, against a Bulls team, if they're playing the Bulls, Atlanta, any of these bottom tier teams, they can overcome missing Jimmy for a game easily.
Solana, what was their record this year?
13-9 without Jimmy Butler.
No. What was the Heat's record overall? 500?
46.
Oh, they were above 500.
Yeah, 46-36, I think, is what they finished at.
Like, I just don't – like, the Bulls were four games under 500, whatever. It's they're similar teams to be – Without Jimmy, all year, they're a 500 or below team.
I think I told you this before. In the West, there's not a single team in the play-in that is under 500. Like, the Bulls and the Hawks are an aberration. Like, if the NBA doesn't do a play-in tournament if it's consistently teams that are 5 and 6 games under 500. That was not the intention. So this Bulls team is not great. I absolutely think they can overcome not having Jimmy tomorrow.
Hope y'all are right. I really do, but I'm still worried.
Even if I'm right, you're facing up against the Celtics with either no Jimmy or a hobbled Jimmy. So it's not a great outcome either way.
If Terry Rozier can play, then I think that helps a lot. I don't know, you know, how he would look tomorrow. Would he be hobbled? Would he be slowed down? But if he can play, I mean, that adds another element there. And if you can get anything, just anything from Duncan Robinson, remember you're missing Jimmy. That's 30-plus minutes you have to account for. Somebody has to get those minutes. And look, as much as DeLon Wright played a really good first half yesterday, I'm not exactly certain you're comfortable with DeLon Wright playing 30-plus minutes. If you can get Terry and Duncan back to just play good, they don't have to play great, to play good, I think that he'd have enough, Crowder, with Tyler and Bam Adebayo playing good games.
That's, you just said it. Bam has to score more than 10 points. That's who it has to go with. They have to run the offense through Bam if Jimmy doesn't play. What, didn't Bam have 10 last night?
Yeah, but he was going up against Joel Embiid. And
I was about to say, there's no Joel Embiid on the Bulls.
But Joel Embiid is an NBA player. He scored more than 10.
But
I could drop 10.
Crowder, the Sixers are one of the best.
Drop 10 teeth.
I dropped one tooth today.
You're 9 away.
10?
Still an hour and 40 minutes left in the show.
All-star. On the Bam's going, he's playing for U.S. Team USA.
Yeah, I'm not defending 10 points last night. I'm not defending it even against Joel Embiid. But I'm just saying Vooch and the Bulls, like, I don't have any doubts that Bam will have a game tomorrow.
Bam got to go 20 plus, 25, 30. He got to do that.
Good luck.
I can't help him.
The Marlins, they play the Cubs tonight, 7:40 p.m. from Wrigley Field. A.J. Puck will get the nod for the Fish.
No chance for Whopper Juniors to be at home. Yeah.
None of us took advantage of that yesterday, right? Nobody got the Whopper Junior?
I wasn't in the mood after the Heat game. Thought to myself, should I drive 30 minutes to go get a Whopper Junior here? I'm sad. Will that make me feel better? And I thought to myself, no, this will make me feel worse.
I had a bone-in ribeye.
Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm. That may have been what loosened up your tooth. Did you bite on the bone?
You know what? You know what? I don't know what made this tooth fly out, but it might have been that ribeye. Mm-hmm. Well, it was soft because it was A5 Wagyu. You know.
Must be nice.
Yeah. No. A room charge. Pivot card.
I see. A turkey sandwich.
Called T&E, Travel and Entertainment.
Oh, I ate the mac and cheese yesterday, by the way.
How was it?
It was actually, you couldn't tell. It tasted just like Kraft mac and cheese. Tasted exactly the same. Yeah.
Made out of chickpeas.
Chickpea mac and cheese tasted exactly like a normal noodle mac and cheese. Pasta noodle mac and cheese. I could not tell the difference.
You should get some, Hawk.
I'm fine. If it tastes the same, then I'll stick with what I know.
But it's healthier.
Is it?
Yes.
What do we really know about chickpeas? Have we done a lot of research on chickpeas? Because this is what always happens. Oh, this is great. Saccharin. You'll never have to have sugar again. Eat all the saccharin you want. Oh, guess what? You grew a third head. Well, I didn't even have two. Yes, you did. You had so much saccharin, you're on head three.
It's a pea, though.
Well, is it?
Yes.
Is it?
So I'm coming across this tweet. The sale and relocation of the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City, Utah, has been approved by the NHL Board of Governors. And it reminds me the interaction I had with Jimmy before the show. What, I was meaning to tell you guys about this. So Jimmy comes up to me, and I thought like he had some important piece of news that he had to deliver to me regarding the show. And he comes up to me about 20 minutes before the show. He says, "Man, did you see the Coyotes play their last game in Arizona yesterday? Just so sad. I can't believe it." And I said, what happened? What was sad about
Reminds
it?
Reminds me of Solana's sad sports update.
Yes.
About the Chinese basketball league.
He's like, "No, I mean, it's sad." I'm like, what the hell do you care about the Arizona Coyotes? Like,
why is that sad, Jimmy? Ties to the Arizona Coyotes?
No, but I feel bad for their fans. They're about to lose a team.
Well, how about they support them better and they wouldn't have lost them?
That's true, too.
Jim, you can't take two sides of every argument.
He's so great, man. I wish that he was like a hostile witness and I was an attorney. I mean,
did he do it? Yes. Did he really do it?
You sure he did it?
No.
I mean, maybe he didn't.
I should be a politician.
No, you should. You should avoid ever being arrested for anything, even if you didn't do it, because they will trick you into admitting that you did it.
You might believe that you did it. Well, maybe I did do it.
And if you go to prison, they're going to convince you to do other things.
And it won't be the Greek
too far.
It won't be the Greek sculptures either.
You don't take it too far.
Your weather.
You tried to get me in jail. I said, "Nope." Officer!
Weather from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call 866-954-MORE. Just, I'm really beat up over this Arizona Coyotes thing, Jimmy. I mean, it's tough, man.
I'm beat up over the fact that those statues' penises are small. I am like...
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
Bad day here on the Hockman and Crowder Show, the Coyotes.
I love peekaboos.
Greek statues. Oh, well. 15 minutes of heat. We'll do that in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Hock and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. We don't know anything about Jimmy Butler yet. That would obviously be the most pressing Heat news. We do not know anything about Jimmy Butler yet. Keep an eye on it. I don't think we'll know before the end of the show at 6 o'clock. My guess is we'll start to get some dribs and drabs tonight. And then they're going to have to make something official tomorrow. I guess you said, Solana, the Bulls already released their injury report, so the Heat have to as well for today, the day before.
Absolutely.
So I'm guessing what? He'll be
questionable.
Or doubtful, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any chance that he would play tomorrow, even if doctors said there's nothing wrong and it's just like, I don't think there's any chance they would play him against the Bulls. Goes back to my thought that they can beat the Bulls without Jimmy.
But if they lose to the Bulls, the season's over.
Okay, and if they beat the Bulls, the season's over. You want to be honest about that? I mean.
If you got the guts, just walk out.
I was
out
so
door.
Tempted to say, and now for the penultimate 15 minutes of heat.
Yeah, but it's if he can play, he should play. No. I don't think he's going to play, Hawk, but he no. should. Yes.
Okay, if he can't, there's no way, though. We saw it yesterday. There's no, like, that's not going to heal in 24 hours.
No. Yeah, I think it's over, and I think it's going to be tough unless Bam drops 30.
someone emails Ira, and this kind of goes into the whole thing. So in the Sun Sentinel today, it says, Ira, I'm going to approach you in a different way now that Jimmy Butler is hurt. If the Heat did more during the regular season, they would have had a better seed and been able to survive this. I mean, if the Heat were playing Orlando, would everyone be in the same panic, even if Jimmy was out? And Ira says, first, I would be surprised if the Heat could survive being without Jimmy Butler, Terry Rozier, and Duncan Robinson in any playoff matchup. That's a third of your rotation. But yeah, to your greater point, it's as if every year the Heat make it harder on themselves with all the games missed and opportunities frittered away. They could have had this entire week off. They could have been playing the Magic, the Cavaliers, or other beatable teams in the first round. Even against the Knicks last season, Jimmy was able to take a game off with the Heat surviving and advancing. Now, there is all or nothing on Friday night, and then if they survive, the only true powerhouse in the East, Boston, is not a team that you can beat without a single rotation player, let alone three. Yes, injuries happen and can be random, but you can also build a strong enough infrastructure to survive or not. And it does go back, I think, for a lot of Heat fans to the regular season. If you're going to treat the regular season the way that you do, which is fine because they're proven successful in doing so, you do take the risk that when something unfortunate, like an injury, happens, that was your plan. Your plan was only the plan to, hey, we're all here for the playoffs. It doesn't matter what happens in the regular season. If you had this week off and you were playing a beatable team, none of this does matter. But, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't matter. That's not the way they approach the regular season. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
If you want to make God laugh, make a plan. Because, like you're saying, things pop up. And without Jimmy, this whole plan of playoff Jimmy is not the same. Jimmy, that dude doesn't land on Jimmy's knee in the first half. The Heat are already in the playoffs, and they're playing the Knicks coming up here this weekend. Honestly, I feel that way.
But yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
They're random. Injuries are random. It happens. But again, to Ira's point there, if you win a couple more games in the regular season, all you have to do is be a six seed. You know what I mean? And they are one of the six best teams in the East. If they play more games at full strength during the regular season, they're a top six seed. This week doesn't even matter. And that's not the way they approach it. So it is what it is. Now you're left with trying to, I think Spo said it last night, right? We take the hard path, something along those lines, Solana.
Yeah, he said we like to do it the hard way. And, yeah, I mean, this is the absolute hardest way you could possibly do it.
But am I wrong? Because I got down here in 05. That Shaq-Wade championship, they weren't 6th, 7th seed. Like, they were one of the top seeds.
Well, remember, Pat Riley, when he was coaching, like – This is the transition from, you're talking 20 years ago, 19 years ago. You're talking about a transition of, you know, body fat index and hard practices and no games off into a completely different NBA.
But from Wade and Shaq to the big three, they were never the 6th seed in the East. And I know they were super talented.
Well, they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, but like, what's like, why is this transition just known we take the hard path? Like,
it's, well, because that's the way it's been for 5 years, 6 years, you know? I mean, that's kind of Jimmy's MO, right? As we talked with Appel, and he was like, as Kachuk goes, the Panthers go. I mean, with the Heat, as Jimmy goes, the Heat go. And he's made it very clear this is the way he approaches an NBA season, right? Like, you'll miss some games. Don't worry about it because playoff Jimmy will show up. And to your point, if he doesn't, you know, suffer a random injury yesterday, they probably win.
They probably
have an easy path.
Yeah.
Easier path through the Knicks.
Yeah.
to get back to the promised land.
But so. there is something to be said. Even that big three team. And you're right, Crowder. When the Heat won the title in 2006, Shaq actually hurt his foot in the very first game to open up that season and missed, I believe, the first like 15 to 20 games. But the Heat were still a two seed that year. During the big three era, LeBron James played pretty much every single game, every single one of those seasons. He had one season where he only played 62 games, but that was a lockout year. I mean, he played in the other three where they were full 82-game seasons. Dude played at least 76 games every single
remarkable,
year.
Remarkable, by the way, by today's NBA standards. Remarkable.
It was only at the end where D-Wade was kind of on that maintenance plan because his knees were failing him a little bit, where he missed games, but LeBron James didn't. Like, it's a fair question to ask, you know, how does Riley feel about this? You know, like, how does Pat Riley feel about your superstar not being engaged throughout the entire course of a regular season? And maybe he's cool with it because he knows, hey, this is the best way to keep our best player available come postseason time. Unfortunately, yeah, you played with fire this year and you found out, you know, you found out what happens. One random Kelly Oubre foul and your entire season appears to go up in smoke. That's the risk you take, as Hawk was mentioning. But I do wonder, like, how a Pat Riley mind views this entire process where he's watching Jimmy play 60, 62 games in a season, and that's not what the Heat used to pride themselves on,
well, it's,
right?
It's Nick Saban with NIL, and it's Katie Meyer with the Cavender Twins.
Yeah.
And I'm just kidding. Katie Meyer with the Cavender Twins. No, but there's a changing of the guard.
Yeah.
It's a changing of the guard. It's a different – all sports are different, and the old school coaches probably don't have the tolerance for that, which is why Nick Saban retired.
You either evolve or die.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, Pat, to answer your question, I'm with you 100%, but I think Pat had to evolve to these new age players, these new age.
Well, you don't have an option. You don't have a choice.
You don't. Popovich has been doing this before everybody when he used to put old on the injury report, and he was giving Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and them boys. He was giving them nights off, and he'd just say old. He thought it was funny, whatever. Pop's been doing this for a decade.
But there's a real big difference when you have a team like the Spurs, who you know with three Hall of Famers are going to be, you know, a playoff team regardless of if those guys miss 10 to 15 games in a season. The Miami Heat are not a team built for the regular season. They don't play fast-paced. They don't like to get up and down. Their game is, you know, a game that's more suitable for a playoff series where the possessions get slower. You're playing in the half court. You're really just grinding out games.
Breaking news. Ira Winderman tweets, Heat announced Jimmy Butler will be out several weeks with an MCL sprain. So there you go. Now we do have the news. Not surprising.
It was a good year. It was a good year, fellas.
Was it?
Terry Rozier, by the way, also remains out for the Miami Heat tomorrow.
That's not good news. There's a double dip of bad news.
We can't have an all-white backcourt.
Ooh. Who would it be? Tyler and Duncan?
That's
can we beat them? Can we beat them with our whites? No, I'm serious. Can we just throw all whites? Tyler, Duncan, Jovich, Kevin Love. Who am I missing, Solana?
Is Hacky Lacky Jr., is he's Hispanic?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's Mexican, but we'll take him for
you got to get on the thread.
For argument's sake.
Cole Swider, six man.
He's still on the roster?
Can we beat him with our whites?
We do have good whites. We do. You can't say that? That is the official word. The Miami Heat have tweeted it out. Injury update. Jimmy Butler, right MCL sprain, and Terry Rozier neck have both been ruled out of tomorrow night's play-in game versus the Bulls. See if the line is still up on the Hard Rock app or if they've taken it down. Still up. Heat minus 1.5.
No Rozier again is frustrating, man. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because I'd mentioned to you guys yesterday, you know, the irony was not lost on me that biggest game of the season, Kyle Lowry is making plays, and the guy you traded to go out and get more offense is not available. Look, he's hurt, right? Like, I'm not blaming Terry Rozier. You're hurt.
Yeah, yeah, no. This is just unfortunate postseason junk.
Yeah.
Flam gullery.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll do the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We'll give you the headlines. We'll talk about Nicholas Batum.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Do you marinate your meat? Of course not.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.